4, 3, 2, 1. What's going on, everybody? It's your man DLP the Prince, and this is the PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Now, in all seriousness, man, I wanted to do something for my listeners out there. If there's anybody out there that's, you know, saying if you have depression, you have anxiety, you know, there's a lot of different things that a lot of people do. One thing that I do kind of sort of to get myself back in good spirits usually is I'm always watching watching comedy clips or listening to stand-up comedy. If you're not so much of a fan of stand-up comedy just because you've never really like gotten into it or something like that, man, I highly recommend finding that funny bone of yours, finding who is it out there that can just make you ha ha, you know, saying, and just really just fuck you up and make you laugh. I just wanted to say that comedy in itself, like, really, it's just been just a great thing for me, just because of I'm just a fan of stand up comedy. But at the same time, when I'm having a bad day, hell, I can even be having a good day and just be, you know, like, just on my phone and I'm just sitting there watching, you know, like, watching some of my, you know, like, we got internet comedians now, you know, like, we got a lot of different stuff that goes on now. You know, at first you always had your stand-up comedians doing their thing, but there was actually this new string of comedians, the internet comedians that have stepped in. And the reason why they are given that moniker of the internet comedians, because they're not your traditional stand-up comedians. A lot of them don't have a traditional stand-up background. They kind of just got into stand-up comedy due to the fact that a lot of eyes started getting on them. Then also they started going and seeing if they had it on stage. And then, you know, for some of them that can actually kind of sort of just go ahead and just do it, you know, it's worked out for them now that they've got the viral, you know, sent videos going, you know, Twitter was one of the first when they had put out, the video app that came out, and everybody was on, you know, you got about six seconds to come up with something, you know, the Vine. I almost had forgot about it, but like, it was called Vine. 6 seconds you had to come up with something and really make people laugh. And, you know, it wasn't just to make people laugh. You know, you could just come up with anything you wanted. But these specific people, King Batch being like one of the main ones for at least the group that I watch, his connection, all of the females and the other males that have made projects with him, there's just this big bubble of talent that all came through Vine. They all started doing the Vines, and then when Instagram came and like outdid Vine and shut that shit down, all of them went over to Instagram, and then TikTok came out, so all of them now got their TikTok. All of them have expanded their empires. Everybody is doing stuff and doing really well. A lot of them doing movies and stuff like that now. But one of the big things that broke out was, you know, these guys were making funny videos and then kind of sort of splashing on to the stand-up comedy scene. Kind of rubbed some feathers the wrong way, because there was traditional stand-up comedians that were like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, who the hell are you motherfuckers? Like, you didn't work up the ranks, but because they are internet sensations and they can fill up seats, there ain't no promoter out there that's gonna say no to some fucking money. You're a regular stand-up, you know, saying Joe Schmo. Yeah, a couple people seen you. You've been on the late night show. But when you're in your natural habitat, you know, saying doing a show, maybe 20 people show up or something like that. You know, these guys can show up in town, don't even live there, and be like, yo, I told my peoples to show up to this show and come here. You know, tickets will be $20 at the door. Come in and just have a good time and, you know, get some drinks and, you know, enjoy the show. And they got 1,000 heads that show up to their, you know, to your building. They can't even let everybody in because only a certain amount of people can fit in the building. Everybody else is outside trying to get into the building, and now you're getting ready to do this show, and stand-up comedians that may be regulars there are like, yo, what the fuck? Who is this person? Who I've never heard of them. And you know, you're an internet sensation. So the regular stand-up, you know, comedians, they didn't know who the fuck these kids were. They were young guys, you know, saying they also the guys from Wildin' Out. Same thing with some of them. Some of them had kind of sort of was doing, you know, stand up, you know, saying when they was doing their thing, but a lot of them really got their shit from the internet. So they got their fame from the internet. And then for some of them that, you know, got to get on TV, then they ended up, you know, with that fame, said, fuck it. Now I can, you know, bring people to my shows and start doing stand up. A lot of regulars didn't like that shit. And it is understandable, but it's part of the times now, you know? And as long as that person actually is good, you know, the people are gonna let you know. You know, the people are gonna let them know. They're gonna stop going to those shows if they ain't funny. But that's just the way it is now. Like, you know, the internet is it's its own thing, man. It makes people rich, it makes people, you know, do bad things. It inspires, you know, saying it can. I was thinking about this at work last night. Social media can really play games on us sometimes, because you know, no matter what you're going through in your life, you know, you can mess around and log on to Instagram and, you know, just be looking around and stuff, and you see other people doing just doing shit. They're not gloating or anything. You know, like, not all the time is it necessarily gloating, but somebody else out there is living their life, whether it's good or bad. And depending on how, you know, saying how or what you see in that imagery, you know, we take that and we just like kind of harp on ourselves and kind of like, you know, hound on our own selves for like not being as famous or as rich as famous as that person, or living in such a lavish, you know, lifestyle like that person. But you don't know. Some people are weird and they do things for clout that don't make no sense. You know, I always hear this all the time, but it makes sense. You don't know how many times that person tried to make that photo. Like, you don't know what's on the other side of that photo. But at the same time, don't be hurting yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because you're looking at how someone else's story is progressing in their life. I'm not preaching this, because this is also me talking to myself as well about what I gotta do for me. You know, I gotta keep pushing and not also look at how well someone else is doing. 'Cause, you know, that's their journey. And whatever they did to get there, you know, they had to do that. That has no bearing on me. So I shouldn't be looking at myself like, yo, I should be right there. Like, why are they there? I should be there. That's not a way to live. And I don't, you know, saying you definitely shouldn't be that way around, especially amongst the people that are in your bubble. These are people that you come in contact with all the time. You know what I mean? Like, even if you guys are, you know, saying don't hang out, you still gonna see this motherfucker on Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all do something, or you are around somewhere where that person more than likely is going to be. So you're going to see that person at some point. Like, some people just have people like that in that bubble, and you know, you don't really fuck with them or whatever, but you're looking at how they're doing in their life, and then you're equating that to yours. Just don't do that shit. I gotta tell myself the same. So you're not alone in that. But I wanted to talk about this today just because, like, it is something to, you know, to think about. And then for some of you guys out there that may just be stressing yourselves out, and just, maybe having some anxiety attacks. This, like, I try to keep the comedy, staying around, because it is something that really has just always helped me. So, like, I know for other people out there, they just have to find that funny bone. And there's some people out there that don't watch, they don't listen to comedy, or they'll listen to music. I listen to music a lot, but, like, sometimes I really like to just put on stand-up comedy, and it constantly just keeps me in good spirits, especially when you got those really good stand-up comedians, Mitch Hepburn, Tom Segura. Goddamn, that fucking man is so fucking funny. The shit that he talk, saying just the dumb shit he talks about, it comes off your head. Like I really do one day want to give it the old college try, go on stage, saying, see if I can do it. But I don't even know if I'm ready for that, but it's one of these days I am going to at least, saying, like, try. I do want to, saying, I do kind of want to give saying, stand-up comedy a stab. But, like, it's definitely just been something that I've always loved. But I feel like for some, saying, for some people out there that have not tried this, if you ever just, you find yourself down, especially if you just got off work, you find yourself down a little bit, man. Try, checking out, Tony Baker's always a really great guy to check out. Tony Baker comedy. Big shout out to Tony Baker, man. He is going through something I could not ever imagine in this lifetime. Saying he's, saying he's got his family and people, good people around him, trying to keep him in good spirits. But it's, it's hard, and it's tragic what, what he's going through. But this man, if you guys ever get a chance, man, check this guy out. Tony Baker comedy. He definitely is a delight. I mean, the guy himself, he really is just naturally hilarious. He's really, saying, really a funny guy. His videos are well known. If you've ever seen a voiceover, if you ever, seen any of these voiceovers that are out there, with animals, dealing with animals, definitely check them out, because this man is just, he's unbeatable. I've never seen anybody else do videos like him. So if you guys ever on YouTube, you can see people that have put some packages of a compilation of his voiceovers together. You go on YouTube and just put in there Tony Baker voiceover, animal voiceover videos, and you can just see these voiceovers, and they're just top quality, just funny. And sometimes, for the most part, anybody can watch them, saying that, like, you and the kids can watch them. Sometimes you don't really have to worry about anything negative being in there or nothing like that. But it's, man, the guy, it's really funny, and it'll keep you in those good spirits. That's the reason why, I definitely highly recommend Tony Baker, man. He's definitely that guy. King Batch, a lot of them, they're now doing, like, really big things. But, like, King Batch, Daystorm, if you watch their old stuff on YouTube, and you go back and go look at, just look at their old shit that they put together. These guys, along with the entire, the like the rest of their crew, Amanda Kearney, Lele, there's a another there's a Inanna. I don't even know how to properly say this girl's name, but, like, this whole crew, they're one big bubble. I love it. They all have their own things that they're doing, but they all still do stuff together all the time. When they, saying, when they do, it's always a hit. I mean, and there's so many different versions of them that exist. There's so many. There's people that are not in their bubble that also do their videos and do their thing. All Def Digital, these guys are all a bunch of comedians. They come up with stuff all the time. Rito Brown, I'm trying to think of one of the other guys. King Karan. Guys, these guys are just, I mean, they are just freaking funny. There was another guy from, if you guys ever seen the show Black Jesus, you check him out. The cast, you check out the cast, and you check out the guy's name from Black Jesus. you check him out, his stuff, you know, saying every once in a while you can find some good stuff with him. But you go to their YouTube channel, you can see a lot of stuff they have. They have this show that they used to do called Great Taste. The stuff that they did in the beginning when Great Taste first started was all great stuff. I mean, they got some stuff that they still do here and there, but Great Taste, if you ever check out on YouTube, it's a bunch of different comedians all together. And sometimes they go over like what their favorite burger, you know, saying what their favorite fast food burger was, fast food chicken, favorite cereal, you know, saying, you know, like what was their favorite cereal back in the day. A lot of good stuff. And it's definitely anything that had Tony Baker in it, you know, it was always gonna have you cracking up. But I just wanted to go through a few things that, you know, may happen to, you know, brighten up your day, you know what I'm saying? So this wasn't nothing special, but definitely just wanted to just talk about, like, you know, if you guys find anything out there that, you know, that touches your funny bone, use that to keep your spirits up. You know, we got to do things, anything we can to, you know, kind of like relieve that stress. Not only if you know, are dealing with anxiety, but if, you know, if you just stress the fuck out, this also, you know, comedy is always just great to go to. You know, find what, you know, Sam, find what tickles you. You know, whether it's, you know, Robin Williams. As I mean, shit, the list is, you know, the list can go on. You know, Sam, whether you're watching Dave Chappelle, whether you're watching Sarah Silverman, you know, the list, you know, Sam, the list just goes, you know, just goes on and on. I'm trying to think. The one girl, if I can remember, Tiffany Haddish. Now, a lot of people gave her gripe. A lot of people gave Tiffany Haddish gripe because they didn't know, you know, the girl was actually funny. Tiffany funny. I love her story. You know, saying she was an orphan and she was proud of, you know, like her come up story. And her come up story is actually pretty damn good. You know, you was just, you know, saying you was an orphan that just never thought you was gonna, you know, amount to anything, and shit just wasn't working out all the time. And now look at you. You got movies, you're doing stand up, you know, saying you got specials, sponsorships, all kind of shit coming through the, you know, coming through the work. So like, hey, big ups to Tiffany Haddish. Another one of my, you know, some of my favorites. Check out her specials, you know what I mean? Check out stuff she's done. She is funny. Just do whatever it is you guys got to do to keep your spirits up. But if, you know, saying if you've never tried comedy, please, 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 you know, saying, I just don't, you know, saying I don't want anybody out there to hurt themselves. So, like, any of my listeners, if you like, you got a lot of stress on you, you know, saying check something out that's going, you know, saying give you a gut buster, you know, saying and just keep them spirits up. Tickle that, you know, like I said, tickle that funny bone, just make you laugh and just brighten up that day. This is your man DL Peter Prince. You know, I love you guys. Keep spreading the word for the podcast, man. Keep spreading that word, man. We always just appreciate bringing more listeners in. We definitely trying to get more listeners in, and I'm seeing all of you guys that are you know, saying that are popping in and checking out the podcast, you know, every now and then and stuff like that. Thank you. You absolutely mean the most, man, for just, you know, just checking out my shit. Because y'all could be checking out anybody else's podcast, you know, and whatnot. Y'all don't have to, you know, press play. But for the ones that do press play, man, it means a lot. So just keep spreading that word. To other people for the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Let them know. You know, saying we do reviews, you know, saying talk a lot about wrestling here, you know, saying different stuff. And we'll switch it up too with you know, saying some sports and add some other things too. Until next time, man. It's the DL Peter Prince PVO show presented to you by Nerd Rage Entertainment. Until next time, man. Peace. Thank you.